Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for university, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform, trusted by over 200 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's football team? Or raise funds for a small business, a charity, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Let's talk about the vision board stuff.
Okay.
I'm kind of calling BS on what you're doing, but why don't you explain to everybody what you're doing?
No, first of all, it's Douglas County Libraries, and I love all these different, like, outside-the-box things that they do.
Yeah.
And so this is going to be a women's vision
board.
Now
I can't make fun of it
because
you mentioned the library.
Well, no, it's going to be at the library, and that's the thing.
That's
is, like, they like to get people in the building in a lot of different ways. So this thing is just an in-person event all about creating vision boards that are going to light up our wellness and life goals. So it's also including the journaling, but it's really to just kind of motivate that clarity for us. So it's $25 for us to get in there and create our vision boards, and they're going to have nibblies and some drinks as well. So I'm pretty excited about it. I mean, I like to get into this mindset. I am definitely a believer in positive thinking. This is along those realms, and I'm doing it with a friend. I feel like we're both kind of in the same boat of wanting positive things to happen, but we're both guilty, at least these last couple years, of not like spearheading it, right? We're like, good things will happen. It's fine. I'm going to sit in my apartment every single day. So this is our way of getting out there, meeting other people who are like-minded and doing things that are going to benefit us. So that's why I like it. I like the idea of vision boards because you know how I feel about manifestation.
You're all about it.
This is that same kind of thing, you know? If you see it, you believe it, you can make it come true. That's the way I think.
How much did this cost you?
$25.
$25.
And it's got nibblies.
And nibblies.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
I like that. Not mad at that.
Yes.
Actually, I have nibblies on my vision board.
See?
So when you go in, do they provide you the board? You
yeah.
have to bring it.
All the supplies, everything that they have.
Your glue sticks.
They have everything there for you.
Arts and crafts and scissors.
Exactly. All the magazines that you're going to cut the pictures
glitter.
Out of. Glitter. I'm sure felt numbers will
felt
be included.
Numbers is good.
That's always part of vision boards.
Do they
boards.
Give you the command strips for the back of the poster board so you can stick it on your wall?
I'm sure. Yeah.
I would hope.
Yeah.
I would
I'm
hope
sure
so.
That all of these
so.
Things are going
to
be included.
Are you allowed to bring in your own items that you're going to put on your vision board, or do you have to use their stuff there?
I'm not sure, but I don't see why they wouldn't let you.
Probably
you
I would think yeah. you could BYOV, yeah. bring your own vision.
Bring your own vision, yeah, you think?
Yeah, I think you could probably
What things do
that.
You think I should bring? Do you have off top of your head?
I think I would cancel immediately and go out to the bar and have drinks.
No, that's not happening. That's why your 2026 is going to be a little different than my 2026.
Is this dated? Does anybody really actually do the whole vision board thing anymore?
No, absolutely.
It seems incredibly 10 years ago. Like,
no.
Yeah, I remember 10 years ago, everybody was all about vision boards, totally. Reading it and doing it, and everybody had one. It's like the Christmas sweater to me, where it's just kind of dumb now.
Okay.
And,
no, I feel
and
that.
Silly.
But I think that's the thing, is people who it's just like a fad. Like, the power of positive thinking is something that will never
I'm not denying
go
that,
out of style.
But the whole vision board.
It's like a resolution. Because
yeah.
like you're not looking at this vision board in November.
No,
you know?
Will.
Like,
yeah,
I mean,
you will.
Well,
you'll create a long thing.
You'll create a different. And not only
well,
the
resolution
is
supposed to be a year long thing.
Have
too.
You heard about bullet journaling also? Like, I didn't yeah. know about this until Zoe. I mean, Zoe has
Explain
done
it for people
a
that
bullet
don't know.
Journal her entire. It, like, since she was like 9, she's done bullet journals. And it's really just every month you create a journal, and in it you just have like goals and inspiration and things. So, like, she'd create a bullet journal, and for the month of January, she'd put all the things that she wants to accomplish, some of the things that make her happy, some of the things that she wants to work on, mm-hmm. Areas that, you know, she wants to improve and whatnot, and things that she's succeeding at already, because you want to include
like
those
this.
As well. So, the bullet journal.
I like this because I make journals and
see?
I sell them.
And that's kind of. what this is also. It's the vision board and the bullet
journal.
But it's
different. The journal is more now. I think the vision board is 10 years ago. I don't know if people do vision boards anymore. Prove me wrong. Prove me wrong, everybody. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. Do you have a vision board? Do you create one at the beginning of every year? What's on your vision board? I want to know.
Yeah.
Prove me wrong. 303-691-1649. Because I just feel like this is such a passe thing.
You think it's done.
What did you do in last year?
I didn't, no. So I haven't done
so
a vision board.
So why all of a sudden?
Well, again, my friend kind of just recommended this because we are trying to get out and do things and not just expect the universe to work
out
for us.
Are you just bored?
We're trying to do things. That's it. It's not even just bored. I'm just trying to fill my time with things that I think are positive and worth it, and they're going to bring me joy.
Yeah,
right?
And I'm not knocking you for doing
anything.
Exactly,
but no, and
absolutely
I get
absolutely not knocking you. So everybody's going to Jeremy, you're being a jerk. I'm not knocking you. I just feel like the vision board is dated.
Yeah, and I get that. I get why you would think that, but again, I think this is just like people who are very invested in manifestation, meditation, things like the sound bath things that I do.
Make it like a high, make this, a high.
This ties into all that. You know, it's a power of positive thinking.
We got Candace on the line. Hi, Candace.
Hi.
Hey.
Good morning. What do you want to say?
I am all about it. I'm totally with you, Katie.
Good.
So there's a book. I do it in audio, and it's called The Secret.
Yes, I love The Secret.
Yes.
I listen to it all the time, and it talks about manifesting and everything. I did one a board 3 years ago, and I didn't realize that I had bought the house that I wanted.
Oh, my God.
That I had put on my board. I need to make, I need to make a new one this morning.
Yeah.
Or this year, I'm sorry. Not this morning, but this year, so that I can manifest new things, I guess, but I'm all about it. That's so funny that you're talking about
it. Explain how that worked with the house. What do you mean?
So I created the vision board, like Katie's talking about, and you go on and you put, okay, I want a house that looks like mine is gray. I live in Idaho, but I'm working in Colorado, and I wanted a big one. I wanted a big basement. I wanted 6 bedrooms. I have 3.5 baths. A 3-car garage, a big, beautiful yard. And I wrote all that down. And it was weird because I did pack it away because I was getting frustrated that I hadn't received it and, you know, all that. But anyways, then we were unpacking for that house and I found a board.
Isn't that crazy?
And it matched up.
Yes.
But generally, wouldn't you, like, when you're going to look at houses, like, you're like, I want a 3-bedroom house. So wouldn't you just be looking at 3-bedroom houses anyway?
Yes, but this,
and so
the
just kinda,
that I wanted,
yeah.
It just happened to come on the market. Like, it wasn't on the market when I was searching, and then it was like we were getting frustrated because I wasn't finding what I wanted, and it was, like, going to be our forever home, and I didn't, you know, I hate moving, so I didn't want to do that again. So,
all right. So you had a house on your vision board and it came true.
Yes. Yeah. And I love it. But I do need to do a new one for this year.
Well, and Candace,
show up to that.
Candace, can I tell you, like, I had kind of the same experience in the sense that when I lived in Grand Junction, I had a dream to move back to Denver. And I had a picture of Denver on my vision board. And the funny thing is when I actually moved back to Denver and I got my job at Mix 100 back at the old studio where we were at, the picture I printed out on my vision board was the same as the view from our big top 13th floor studio back on Colorado Boulevard. And I, to this day, that blows my mind that came true in that way. And so I think that's what it is the power of positive thinking. Something that you have to remember is a lot of times it's not going to happen immediately, but I'm talking years later. I had this picture on
is
my vision board
in front. You had a car and you had to go
you
to
see
Denver.
That picture, that view of us from that top story building. And that's the thing is most of the pictures that you see of Denver are from the West, right? Mm-hmm. It's the picture of the stadium and everything, the Coors Field, you've got Empower Field there and everything, but it's from the West looking in. This one was from the East looking to the West, so you had the mountains and everything in the background. And again, ideal to what we looked out of that window on that top floor when we had the studios in that building. So it just, to me, that means something. That means my positive thinking worked, at least in that little way. You know?
Or is it just that you live in Colorado and there's a million pictures of the Front Range?
That view can be
taken from anywhere.
But look at, I mean,
nobody was up in the 12th floor of our studio.
That view, to have that picture on my vision board, I just think that
it's pretty magical.
That was something. You know what I mean? Like, I made that happen. I manifested that.
Was it on a vision board?
It was on a vision board, yeah.
Unbelievable. Here's Bill.
You.
Hi, Billy.
How are you guys?
Well, Bill, we're fine. I actually manifested a Bill calling today, believe it or not. Like two weeks ago, I said, I bet we get more Bills that call the show.
Well, I don't know if you were assuming that the Bill was going to be under the age of 50, but I'm one of the few.
All right. That's awesome. So, Bill, are you a fan of the vision board?
Sorry, just cut out there one more time.
Yeah, are you a fan of the vision board?
I am. So I personally have never made one. However, my fiance has made vision boards for the last 3 or 4 years. I know when you guys were talking about, is this a dated thing? My fiance's mom does it with a lot of her friends, and it's kind of shifted down through the generations almost as like a holiday crafts idea. But I've loved it. I'm probably going to start doing them now, but on the manifestation side of things, I think it's all as true as it can be.
Yeah.
Have you manifested something that has come true?
Ugh, that is a loaded question.
Yeah. Okay, so that's
right.
A no. What are you currently manifesting?
What I'm currently manifesting is good health, a great year, and great success within both of our careers for our family. So,
but isn't that something that everybody just wishes in general?
I think so, but I think having the vision board of the constant reminder, everyone's talking about their New Year's resolutions right now, but we'll see where everyone's at come February.
Yeah.
Whereas you got it's the same as the sticky notes on the mirror right when you wake up to start the day on the good reminders or the positive mental thinking. So I think it's really just the reminder to try to keep you on track.
That's a good point, buddy.
A visual reminder.
Well, we wish you much success and health in the new year, Bill. We thank you for having us on in the morning.
Appreciate it. Love listening to you guys in the morning, too. Have a great year.
Oh, thank you, Bill. Take care, buddy. Hi, Rosa.
Hi.
Good morning to you. So what are your thoughts on the vision board?
Well, good morning. I actually love vision boards. It's actually an established practice. It's not just, you know, a fad. I learned about making a vision board at school at Red Rocks Community College. It was one of our class projects. And I can say, as of yesterday, everything on my vision board has come true.
Everything?
And I made it about a year ago. Yep. Okay. As of yesterday, I finally completed my vision board.
Okay.
What's up? Tell us.
To make the next one.
Give us like 3 or 4 things that was on there.
Okay, so one of the things on it was a picture of a dog that looked just like mine because I wanted a well-trained dog. I actually found a great dog trainer. She has her second lesson on Saturday, and I can already see improvement in her behavior.
Okay.
The second thing on my vision board was my turtle. She's quite big and hard to take care of.
Okay.
So cleaning her tank was kind of hard, so I wanted some help with that. I did find.
So you visualized a tank cleaner?
I visualized the turtle as being well and like happy.
Can I ask you what tank cleaner?
Yep.
Oh, I'm sorry to interrupt you. I have so many questions. What is the turtle's name?
Samuel Squared.
Your phone cut
Samuel
out.
Samuel Squared. It's a book in the Bible. It's Samuel 2. And so I named her Samuel.
Well, I'm
Squared,
so sorry.
Samuel. Samuel.
Okay, it's just Samuel. Samuel. Your phone was cutting out, Rosa. So it's just Samuel.
Yeah.
Samuel. Samuel the clean
Samuel
turtle.
Samuel Squared, though. I like it.
I know. That's cute.
Give me 2 more things that were on your vision board.
Okay, so one of the things was me at a new job, which I started last year, which I love. And then another thing on the vision board was a car. I actually was able to get one yesterday.
Oh, yay.
You checked it all off. You're doing great.
Rosa, that's amazing.
So it's something that you look at every day and you kind of set that goal and you got her done.
I think it was because I kept looking at it. It just kind of motivated me.
Yeah,
and maybe more subconsciously than consciously, because I started just making subtle changes. Just in everyday life. And so that helps. Yeah.
So it worked for you, and vision boards are still a thing then, in your opinion?
I think so. Yeah.
One more question. Where do you keep your vision board?
So I just have it on the wall with all the rest of my paintings. Okay. Yeah.
All right. Well, good for you. Well, congratulations, I guess. Yeah. Is that what you say?
Yeah, for completing your vision board.
It's cool. Well done.
Heck yeah.
Start on 2026
now. Good luck with yours.
Thank you. Thank you, Rosa.
Bye, Rosa.
Uh-huh. Bye.
I love that.
Hey, she accomplished
a turtle.
It, man.
I know.
Turtle Samuel squared.
On the vision board.
Her turtle is healthy
but
and clean.
But it's important for her,
and that was important to her.
Who's been holding the longest? Sarah has. Hi, Sarah. Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you. So are vision boards dated?
I don't think they're dated. I think they're like just kind of a really helpful tool for people to have a visual kind of anchor to the goals that they want to have. For some people, it's, you know, the bullet journal or a list of goals or however you want to like manifest the thing that reminds you of your goals. But some people are just more visual, and I think it's a really cool like visual anchor of like, oh yeah, this is why I do what I do day to day. So I think just like setting intentions and goals for the year is just kind of another avenue to like reminding what it is you want in the year.
I have a spiral notebook that I keep on my kitchen counter, but it's just a to-do list. Is that technically a vision board?
The guy version?
That's the guy version.
I would agree. I think that is like, right? Like we have like planners with like, what do I have to get done today? Like, I think it's the same thing. It's just a different scale. It's a different.
Yeah, I just don't cut out pictures. Like if it's like, I got a vacuum for the day, I don't put a picture of a vacuum.
Again, the visual aspect of it. Some people are
visual,
very
much,
encouraged visually. So I love that you pointed that out, that there are people who can just write down what they need to do, and that's enough for them to set their minds to it. But there are people who need to see, you know, a clean turtle in front of them to be like, I need to clean that tank, you know? Like,
right.
I get it.
I really think it is a visual thing. I don't like The Secret.
Okay, that's interesting, yeah.
I think it's gimmicky. I think it's just I watched the movie, I read the book, I did the things. I'm also a therapist, so I'm a little biased in that way. But I feel like it's a gimmicky, like almost culty practice. It's a culty like group of people who like got together and said, let's make money from like reminding people of what they want day to day.
Wouldn't all vision boards be considered gimmicky then too? I mean, you're buying all the products that they want you to buy to make the vision board, right?
There was something different about The Secret though, Sarah. I remember watching that, and it was very much, it made you feel awkward somehow.
I felt very awkward watching it and reading the book. And it's like, it's kind of this, like, I remember the visuals of like the people who were like, I just envisioned all this money. And then suddenly I had all these dollar bills. And it's like, that's not how it works. Like the power of the mind is that you're reminded of the things that you're wanting and hoping for, and you're working toward it. You're doing something to work toward that goal. It doesn't just come out of nowhere, but The Secret kind of paints it as like you manifest and it shows up, and like there's just a lot more to it. And it's just not,
there was not a chapter on initiative.
Well,
there was not a chapter.
There was not. There was nothing in it about implementing. It was truly like, if I recall, again, it's been 1,000 years since I've watched it. It was like truly sitting around, closing your eyes, and being like, "I wish I had a turtle. I wish I had a turtle.
Right.
I wish
I had
a turtle."
Well, and I think from
like,
go ahead.
Get a job, make some money, go buy a turtle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no,
right,
and
exactly.
I think honestly it was very much, I appreciate your point, Sarah, in that it was gimmicky and they needed to make money off it. So they had to spin it that way. But they really tapped in to the age old preface of like, you know, power of positive thinking.
There it is.
That it works. I think, you know, like they tapped into that, but they needed to make money off it. So that's where the spin comes. But yeah, I appreciate that thought because I didn't think about it that way.
Making making money off the placebo effect.
Yeah,
the placebo effect. Sarah, I like you.
The placebo effect works.
I feel like we could hang out.
Well, the voice of reason, for sure. Like,
Sarah,
you came in here with a lot of just factual stuff, so.
Hey, have you watched the TV show Shrinking on Apple TV?
I have not.
It's all about therapy and therapists, and it's really good. Oh. Harrison Ford is in it, and that Jason guy.
Jason Segal.
Jason Segal?
Segal. Jason Segal?
Yeah. He might be a seagull. I don't know. But look up Shrinking on Apple TV. I think you would like it.
I will take a look at it.
Put it on your vision
board. I usually cycle between, like, Grey's Anatomy and Gilmore Girls, so.
Yeah. No, it is. It's,
we need something new.
It's feel good, but yet funny, yet logical, and I think you would really like it, so check it out.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you for calling, and you can call whenever you want, all right?
Amazing. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Sarah.
One.
Bye.
Bye. I'm going to put more Sarah on my vision board.
She had a lot of good points. She did.
Where are we at on time? I'll do two more. Brandon and Lisa, we might have a couple minutes if anyone else wants to sound off about vision boards. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. Are they old school? Are they passe? Or do you still have one? Give us a call. Whoa. Brandon. Maybe we won't be doing Brandon. I'm going to put him on hold. Josh, can you see what's up with Brandon? And here's Lisa. Hi, Lisa.
Well, hello.
Well, top of the morning to you. What are your thoughts on vision boards?
Well, so this was 40 years ago when I was a single parent of two, 20 years old, barely making $20,000 a year, which was a struggle at that time. I wrote myself a blank check. I put payable to my name, and in the amount to, I put three times my current age. And it took a few years to get there, and I did work really hard on it, but here I am 40 years later, and I am 60 years old and there and then some. So I don't know. I think it's about putting things out into the universe and just – and I stuck that check in a drawer, so I forgot completely about it until – several years later when I was cleaning things out and I was like, oh my gosh, I made it. I did it.
Yeah.
And I love it.
It was, you know, so that was my version of a vision board is I just wrote it out on a blank check and it came to be. And I'm very thankful.
There's a fairly well-known story about Jim Carrey. And, you know, he was a struggling actor for many, many years, making diddly. And one of the things he did is he took a blank check and wrote $10 million on it. He wanted a $10 million payday. And he started taking off, and he did Ace Ventura, made a couple bucks. He did The Mask after that, made a couple bucks. And then he made the movie called Dumb and Dumber. Mm-hmm. And his payday for that was exactly $10 million. And he talks about how he, you know, looked at that check and was like, wow, I manifested this. I did this. And he did it kind of as a way as his dad pushed him a lot and stuff like that. And it's one of those things where he actually took that check and put it in the pocket of his dad in his casket after his dad passed away.
Wow.
But it's right along the same lines that he manifested a $10 million payday. And by the third movie, it happened and he had wrote a check in that exact amount.
Oh, it just gave me goosebumps.
I know, it's like, pretty neat. So that's what you did, Lisa.
You did.
You did.
Yes.
Well, you're rolling in it.
I didn't dream that big, but
you should have wrote a bigger number on that check, Lisa.
Right?
But I love that, Lisa, you essentially made a vision board way back when, and you put it out into the universe. And, you know, I mean, that is what it is you're just like starting the conversation about something that you want to happen. Now, again, you have to work to make that happen, but when you made it happen, it kind of felt like it was a little bit magic, didn't it?
Yeah.
It did. Yeah. It did, especially when I found it, you know, several years later and went, wow, I did this. And, you know, again,
where's
grateful,
that check
thankful,
now?
Like, probably still in a file in a drawer.
Oh, you should frame that.
You should frame that. You should absolutely frame that, Lisa.
It might bring
That's
you some
idea.
More good mojo. You never know.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, so I believe in it. I think it's not passe. I mean, it is a thing. It definitely is a thing.
Well, we appreciate you schooling us this morning, Lisa. Thank you so much for calling in.
You guys have a beautiful day.
Thanks,
you too. Bye. All right, let's see if we got Brandon back.
Hi,
Brandon.
That's much better.
Hey, what's going on?
Well, sorry, we manifested a better phone. and you did it. A better phone call. All right, buddy, you get the final word on this. What are your thoughts on the vision boards?
Oh, I totally agree in the power of positive thinking. I did my first vision board back in 2016. I had things on there that were for traveling, for work. I got a new job that year. I got, promoted to a management position. I ended up going to Mexico on a really cool vacation. And after that, I was just like, you know what? Doing this and like the whole crafting and the art part about it also makes it really fun. This year, my girlfriend and I decided to kind of step it up a little bit. And we actually got a pre-made tarot card reading that we waited to open until New Year's Eve. And we opened that and based our vision board around that. And we spent like 3 or 4 hours doing our vision boards this year. And they're amazing. And I just can't wait to see what unfolds this year for both of us.
This is so romantic, I want to puke.
I know.
So what was the tarot card reading? What did it say?
So mine was to kind of see myself as the person that I am today and, put all of the past Brandon and everything, in the past. And it talks about looking at myself and seeing what I am now in the mirror and just, being proud of the person that I am now and moving forward in my life with me.
Who is the Brandon in the mirror? Tell us who that Brandon is.
Well, so I think one thing about me is I just got 5 years of sobriety, which
Brandon!
Congrats to you, man. That's awesome.
Amazing. Great job.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you. And I'm really proud of that. And I think that, the person that I am now is a more healthier and more into wellness and positivity person that I am today. And so I just, moving forward with that, I think is really what my tarot card reading was telling me. And it was great. Like, it gives me the chills to even think about it right now.
Good for you, Brandon.
Brandon, your
I'd say cheers to you, but I feel like that's
inappropriate. I know, yeah. Well, high five, though. High five all around. It's funny that you mentioned that you're leaving the old Brandon in the past, because if you look at, like, the Chinese New Year's, right, last year was the year of the snake, and that's where we're shedding our skin and we're becoming the people that we are for this year, which is the year of the horse, and it's greener pastures for you, Brandon. I love it. Hmm. So just making it all come true.
I hope everyone does a vision board, because I really think that having that there in front of you and to be able to kind of look at it, it really helps kind of push you to try and, get those things done.
Totally.
You said you had a girlfriend, right?
I did, yeah.
You going to put a ring on it? Is that on your vision board?
Hey.
Oh, man.
I feel like I hit a hot button here.
Hey, can't let that cat out of the bag, though.
Is that on her vision board?
Well, we did them together. I'm sure it's in the vision, sometime in the future, but
yes.
I don't know.
Why are you dragging your feet?
Well, it's still pretty new. We're still in the new love phase right now. So,
all right. So this isn't like a 6-year relationship.
Take your time. Yeah.
No. No, I would.
Actually, enjoy this time, because this is some of the best times.
Yeah, new love is the best.
The new love stage is awesome.
We are embracing it a lot this time of the year, too, especially.
Yeah, definitely.
Brandon, again, a very thoughtful phone call. Thank you so much for having us on in the morning, buddy. And call us later in the year and give us an update about what's going on with you, all right?
All right, I will. Thank you, guys.
Oh,
love
you're
listening
welcome.
To you.
Congrats again on that 5 years, Brandon. Yeah, that's a really big deal. Good job.
What a good guy.
Oh, I loved today.
I think I've been proved wrong.
Are you going to make one then?
I think it's official. Oh, I'm not going to. I got my to-do list. I don't know.
Oh, you're right. You're right. You're right. Sorry.
That's ridiculous.
I'll do one for us, okay?
There we go.
I'll do a JKJ vision board. We'll put it up in the studio. I will make it happen.
It's your homework.
Thank you. You're welcome.
That's very nice of you.